When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at avalonwaterways.com.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. On the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, we become a podcast, John and Ken on demand. You could listen to the entire show all over again and hear what you missed.
Well, we got a lot to cover this hour. A story I didn't get to yesterday because we got distracted by something else. It happens a lot. We just get distracted and just put a little shiny object in front of it. Oh, yeah, look over here. The Office of Food Equity.
Oh, yes.
We have another bureaucratic opening in the County of Los Angeles. Believe it or not, the supervisors were proud to announce the new Office of Food Equity. Unbelievable. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. There's been another, well, sort of twist in the story concerning a man by the name of, Samuel Bond Haskell IV, who was charged yesterday with 3 counts of murder in connection with the disappearance of his wife and his in-laws. All they seem to have right now is a torso that they believe is probably part of the wife's body. Yeah. If you haven't heard this story, this Tarzana man, who apparently was very mentally unstable and also loved samurai swords and machetes, okay, fill in the rest of that. Apparently decided it was time to do in his wife and his in-laws. So what made the story incredibly bizarre is that he put the body parts in bags and then he hired some day laborers to remove them. Yeah, from his home on November 7th. So they took the bags that weighed about 50 pounds. They stopped about a block away. They knew this wasn't right. They looked inside. They saw some of the dismembered body parts, including a belly button, and drove them back to the house where he said they were Halloween props. He then put the bags into the back of his Tesla, drove them to Encino, and dumped them. Now, the men didn't end the story there. They said that he was going to pay them $500 to haul away the bags. But when the bags felt soft and soggy, they knew they weren't dealing with rocks, but with meat. So they thought maybe this is meat, but then they looked inside and realized it's people parts. So they did end up at LAPD's Topanga area police station. Now they don't speak English. So they go to the front desk and what they're told, go call 911. The officer at the desk did not speak Spanish. He couldn't understand the story. So it sounds like he just sent them away. Police
well,
Chief
they're in,
Moore.
They're in Topanga. I guess the demographics are different there.
You would think there'd be somebody in the police station that knows Spanish.
There's plenty of people who do, but maybe not in Topanga.
And I imagine whatever English they knew, it just sounded too wild to this police officer.
Yeah, it probably made no sense. They'd already returned the bags.
Yes, but when the police finally went to find the bags, they were already gone.
Yeah.
So there probably was a short window there for them to get over there before Haskell loaded them all up in his Tesla. Wasn't that environmentally conscious? And took them to a dumpster.
Right.
So that could throw them out.
That could have been the whole family.
Yes. So they're going to do an internal investigation. Police Chief Michael Bendini Moore said, my concern is that the very act right there of having them go outside and call 911 versus summoning a unit via other available channels and ensuring that the people remain there with their cooperation. They did eventually dispatch a police squad to the location, but as we told you, there were no remains there because this guy had already loaded them into his Tesla and taken them away.
I just can't believe LAPD, 50% of Los Angeles is Hispanic. 50%. And they don't have anybody who speaks Spanish. I mean, we've got hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who speak Spanish in L.A.
They do it at every press conference, right? Somebody walks up and does a quick Spanish interpretation.
Gascon stops his English to go off in a lengthy Spanish translation, even before he's done finishing his statements.
By the way, there's more to this. They ended up at the LAPD station because they first went to a nearby State Highway Patrol office who told them, just go to LAPD's Topanga station. You know, when somebody walks in there, I don't care what kind of police office you are, and they got a story about possible body parts and trash bags, you'd think that would move quickly to the top of the list. So that's another question.
This is not our
jurisdiction.
They should have had him draw a picture at least.
They should.
That's really weird. You know, I called the 911 this morning.
You did?
Yeah. I was at the park, you know, where we play tennis and work out. And there was a screaming, crazy lady, old woman, who had seen before in the area. She dresses in all black. She looks like a witch, truly. Like she stepped out of some Disney story. And she wears a scarf on her head. White hair, very pale. She screams with an Eastern European accent. And she's got schizophrenia. She's always motioning and talking to imaginary people. And she screams and yells. And she's standing on the sidewalk right in front of the parking lot at the park. And there's mothers afraid to get out of their car because it was 9 o'clock. It was time to take the kids to the playground. And people didn't want to leave their cars because she's screaming. Then another guy walks by her, an older guy with white hair. And she starts chasing him. And he starts running away from her. Just screaming and screaming and screaming. So I called 911. And they sent LAPD. They showed up, I don't know, 20 minutes later. I'd already left, but they called me back. And I said, I know this. I see this lady all the time because she shows up at the local grocery store and screams at people entering the store. For years she's been doing this. Or she stands at one of the gas stations and screams at people pumping their gas. Or she's standing at the bus stop and she screams at people waiting for the bus.
She's likely not screaming at people. She's got the voices in her head that she's arguing with.
Yeah,
that's usually what it is.
Yeah, but if you get in her line of sight, she'll turn towards you.
Oh, she will. Okay.
And you can't really understand her. She looks like she's in her 80s. I don't know what her real age is. She looks very weathered.
Isn't this a sign of the times? Because I wasn't going to tell this story because I didn't know it, but it fits perfectly. 4 a.m. yesterday morning and 6 p.m. last night, there was horrible yelling outside my apartment, my house. And 4 a.m., I didn't look. And it was the same kind of like, oh, crazy person. Because at first I thought it was a kid that might be drunk, because that happens sometimes. They wander back into their homes and neighborhoods.
Yeah.
But I said, nah, eh. And so I took a look last night, and sure enough, there he was, disheveled, gray hair, a man probably in his 50s, near 60. And he was just wailing and yelling. And you know, they do that thing where they turn quickly, like there's something behind them.
Yeah.
And then he finally got on the sidewalk across the street from me, walked down, but I saw my neighbors come out on their deck looking like, should we call the police? What should we do? And
yeah, well, I called.
He wandered off. I mean, this is stuff that did not happen just a few years ago.
I know. And it's every day now.
Well, that park of yours has been weird for years, but not in my neighborhood. You live in L.A., so...
No, this park's pretty good because the guy who maintains the park, he hasn't put up with any nonsense. He's told me he sees some guy plop down a sleeping bag or a tent, they're gone. immediately evicted. And he'll be aggressive. He'll say, get out of here. You're not staying here. Out. You know, yeah. You just scare them away.
It's the best we can do since this is allowed everywhere and there's no conservatorship. You got to maybe you'll get a good police officer that just does shoo them off.
This lady is so terrifying, though. There's something about her, like, you know, that she's going to pull a knife out from under her black smock or whatever she's wearing.
But WWJD, really? WWJD?
That was a radio station.
What would Jesus do?
Oh.
You would walk up and comfort her, ask her if she needs anything.
You go comfort her.
Take her into your home and feed her.
You take the knife.
Get her a medication.
Well, that's what the state ought to do. The state ought to have someone show up and put
They
her...
do have the... Oh, we have to get to that story later. The outreach workers.
NPR
did a story on LA outreach workers and what they face when they go out in the field. We will do that story in the 3 o'clock hour because it's very indicative. All right. We got more coming up. As promised, when we return, we will do the story of the new, very important office for LA County residents. It is, ta-da, the Office of Food Equity.
All right. Food
That's
equity.
For the food insecure. Those are two of John's words. He hates equity and insecure.
Yeah. Well, I get food insecure. By time, the end of the show, I'm getting hungry.
Is that right?
I'm a little food insecure sometimes.
No, you should call this office.
Deborah Mark.
I'm always food insecure at the end of the show.
Because you don't eat any food. Real food.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
All right. If you remember at the beginning of the pandemic and we were all shut down and everything is about finding masks and hand sanitizer, what was going on with some of the schools, particularly LA Unified? Well, besides the fact that they were shut down and the kids suffered incredible learning loss, they were handing out food. Do you remember that?
Yes.
There were long lines of cars to be able to get the food. Even though you couldn't come to school and make sure everybody's fed, I think it got up to 3 meals a day. I think they still do it.
Well, and you know what the bogus thing about that is? It's not because those people didn't have food at home. They were hungry. It's because you were giving out free food. That's
exactly.
Why.
You come for something that's free, particularly if it's food and it's easy. You just drive up in your car and they stick a box in your trunk and off you go.
If Ken and I went out on the sidewalk and said, hey, everybody come. We have free donuts. Do you know how many people would show up here? We'd get thousands of people at the station for free donuts. Not because they were hungry or they needed a donut. It's because it was free.
Yeah. It's crazy to get free bumper stickers when we appeared at the... What do you got for free? A pen? Anything?
Yeah, t-shirts, decals.
So, apparently, now this is a little hard to believe. 1 million county households are food insecure?
That's nonsense.
Up from 553,000 just 2 years ago.
Really?
How could that be?
Really? 2 years into a huge economic recovery. Do you know the unemployment rate is at a record low across the country?
But don't you always say to that, it's people gave up looking, so they're not in the numbers, right? They're not looking for work
anymore.
Well,
if you gave up looking, you don't deserve to eat. You can't give up looking and then go, I'm food insecure.
No, discouraged.
You're not. You are a lazy bum is what you are.
There are a billion free food programs already from the state, from the county. Yet here we go. They have decided... The Board of Supervisors, that collection of five idiots, has established an L.A. County Office of Food Equity. So there you go. More bureaucracy
food
has
equity?
Been created in the county.
And so everybody's supposed to eat the same amount of food? Now, when fat people show up, I think it's...
They don't look food insecure. Is that what you say to them?
Yeah, that's exactly right. If you're food insecure, you ought to show up emaciated. You ought to look like you've got anorexia, all right? If you're food insecure. But you know they're going to be waddling up with their big bellies jiggling and jaggling around.
Like Santa.
Yeah, and they're going to be going, I'm food insecure. And it's like, I don't think so. Looks like you're very secure.
They call some of the areas, and these are probably not places you'll often visit, Antelope Valley, East Los Angeles, Southeast L.A., and South L.A. They're fresh food deserts. So they want to use money from this new department to create more farmers markets, food co-ops, and urban farms.
Urban farms?
So I don't understand. They're going to set up like a row of lettuce in the middle of an urban neighborhood?
Urban farm. Boy, is that a complete waste of time. How are you going to, those are densely populated areas.
And let's be honest, looking at this, here's a guy, he's growing greens, lettuces, chilies, eggplants, onions. This is Deborah Mark food. A lot of the people that are food insecure that live in the neighborhoods I described, they prefer fast food.
Yeah, this is a McDonald's crowd.
Yeah, they're not going to be lining up for you to hand them out lettuce. This is really, and they get away with this. They announce these things, they hire people, and you find that it's just another industrial spending complex.
Who do you think owns these food suppliers or these nonprofits who build the urban farms? It is politically connected friends and relatives of the county supervisors, for example. I'm sure Janice Hahn is connected to a lot of these organizations that got contracts to plant urban farms. It's just corruption. That's all it is. And they try to cover themselves. It's like, well, we've got a million food insecure people. No, you do not. Where are they? We would have millions of deaths in the streets by now.
This is great, what I call babble, technobabble jargon. From these insiders. Cindy Kennard, she was co-chair of the Food Equity Roundtable Group.
That's total BS.
Here's her quote. There was no central coordination point addressing food insecurity in our communities. To have a coordination point in our region, we'll stay laser focused on this, and it'll make all the difference in the world.
Wait, so why is it so complicated?
I always like to say that. There's been no, I heard this about the homeless thing too. We need to coordinate. They always say that. It's a way of just punting and kicking the can down the road. We're going to spend more money to coordinate.
Purpose is to give tax money to their friends. That's the purpose.
So
they could coordinate among all their friends who have these bogus, fake.
And how long have we heard this? Many parts of the county don't have adequate grocery stores. I can remember talking about this 20 years ago. Remember they tried to ban the opening of new fast food restaurants in some of the neighborhoods of L.A.?
Shouldn't people be dead by now, then? If they've got 20 years without a grocery store, aren't they dead? How hard is it to find a grocery store and then bring food home and cook it? Why can't they cook their own food? I don't understand this. This is total nonsense. This is not going on. We do not have 105. What is this? What did they say?
1 million households that are food insecure.
A million
households. 10 million people in the county.
Right. So we've got.
So how many are in a household? A couple.
At least 2-3 million people are hungry. That's not true.
So that's probably 20 or 30% of the county, right?
Yeah. That is completely false, made up, fake nonsense. It's a cover excuse for all these fake, phony nonprofits who are all in bed with these county supervisors. This is just blatant, in-your-face, F you to the taxpayer corruption.
And by the way, if you guys were handing out free avocado toast, you'd have thousands of people lining up. Just saying.
We wouldn't even have three people.
You would.
Yeah, we would. Donuts.
Yes, you would. No, avocado toast.
Avocado.
Try it one day.
My donut shop will get way more business than your avocado toast shop.
I'm just saying I didn't say maybe more than the donut lovers, but I said thousands of people.
You do know that's considered white privileged food. You really shouldn't be talking about
that. But I don't understand that.
It's a West Sider treat.
Okay, it's bread with
avocado. It's expensive. I've seen it at some restaurant. They were like $15
for
a little order.
Yeah, because they add all kinds of yummy things on it. But
privileged food. That's you.
That's me. Avocado toast.
John just eats a cheap burger. That's it.
That's it.
All right. We'll be right back.
John and Ken, not KFI, so cheap anymore.
AM 640 live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship, With thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Hi, I'm Cindy Crawford, and I'm the founder of Meaningful Beauty. When Dr. Sabah and I decided to do a skincare line together, he said to me, we are going to give women meaningful beauty. And I said, that's exactly right. We want to give women meaningful beauty, which means each and every product is meaningful. It has a reason to exist. It's efficacious. You're going to get results. And then you just go out and live your life.
Meaningful beauty. Confidence is beautiful. Learn more at meaningfulbeauty.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
And we're on the radio from 1 until 4. And then after 4 o'clock, the radio show becomes a podcast, John and Ken on Demand. So you can listen to everything you missed.
And please leave us a message for the Moist Line using the app or call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We have a writer for the Wall Street Journal by the name of Joanna Stern, who did a story that's headlined, I visited over 120 EV chargers, three reasons why so many are broken. She is in L.A. doing this.
This is all L.A. County.
Our columnist, Los Angeles Power Struggle, featured out-of-order signs, payment errors, and connection problems. Over the course of 48 hours, with a few naps or bathroom breaks, Joanna Stern examined more than 120 non-Tesla EV fast charging stalls across Los Angeles, battling out of order signs, payment issues, and quote, bad handshakes. Let's see what that means.
Bad handshakes, yeah. It says LA County has more public fast chargers than any other in the country, from the beach in Santa Monica, parking garages under Rodeo Drive. She and her video producer visited 30 non-Tesla fast charging stations. And she ran into problems at 13 of them. That's over 40% of the fast charging stations. That was a problem.
Right.
Some of them are simply out of order. They had signs on the screen that says charger unavailable or out of service.
These are ones like EVgo, Electrify America, and something called EVCS. Of the 126 stalls I inspected, yeah, 27% were out of order. They had a sign or a dead screen or an error reading charger unavailable or out of service.
And these are just the fast charging stations? Most of them are slow charging.
Yeah, that's the ones I see. I don't see. Do they say it on it that they're fast charging? I never really look. I go drive past these, but
yeah,
I never really.
I've never looked, but most of them are slow charging. So you got to sit there for 2 hours. Yeah. I'm going to sit there for 2 hours.
All the companies told me they have network operators monitoring the chargers 24/7. Oh, yeah, right. When a problem pops up, they deploy technicians to assess and fix the issue. So what was wrong with these particular machines? It could be one of many things. A broken part, a power issue, a defective connector.
See, monitoring just means you're looking at a screen and you say, oh, yeah, that's disconnected. That doesn't work. Monitoring means you're just looking. But now if you've got to send a guy out to fix it and he needs the part. Oh, the part's not in stock. We got to order the part. It's going to be here in 2 weeks. Oh, it's defective connector? Well, we've got to take it back to the shop and diagnose what the problem is.
Electrify America only rolled out 5 years ago. They're already replacing most of their original fast chargers. She said at the Chinatown Bank of America parking lot, it was like coming down the stairs on Christmas morning, three new chargers still in plastic wrap. EVgo apparently isn't just as busy. They told her we're in the process of upgrading and decommissioning or replacing stalls.
This was my favorite in the whole story. She went to an EVgo in Culver City. She repeatedly tried the credit card reader, used several different cards. Every time, the system demanded cash only, cash only. There's no money slot to put the cash.
Yeah, I'm looking at a picture of the device, and I don't see any place to put cash.
So cash...
It says Visa, MasterCard, and you can tap, but no, there's no place to put a bill.
You got to have a lot of cash on you. And then if you do, there's no slot for it. But the screen still flashes cash only. I mean, what's wrong with people? 10% of the working stalls at this site had payment issues. You swipe your card, it says error. Put in the chip reader, it says error. Try another card, error, 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 error. Why do these machines hate credit cards, she writes. Well, according to one of the officers at the company, listen to this. The makers of the charging hardware and the credit card reader machines are often different. So they don't integrate with each other. So you got a company that makes the charger, you got another company makes the credit card machine, and they don't talk to each other. Well, what's the point of that?
And then the one I mentioned that puzzled me, the handshake failure. You find a stall that works, you beat the payment button, the car and the charger, though, don't want to connect. I experienced this so-called handshake problem at a handful of stations. They just did not match up.
So the car...
You plug the charger into the car and nothing happens.
The car doesn't talk to the charger. The charger doesn't talk to the credit card payment box. Nobody's talking to anybody.
If there's a timeout before things align, you have to unplug and start over.
What's the point of this entire industry?
It's still in its infancy, would be my response. I'm telling you, Tesla got ahead of the game. You notice she didn't use the Tesla. In 2024, Tesla will start allowing Rivian, Ford, GM, and other car models to charge. I thought I read, though, it's only going to be the new car models. You can't go up there with an older Rivian. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, some of the charging company executives think that the Tesla network's going to have trouble supporting all the different EV models.
It is, yeah. And there's already people that have to wait behind other Teslas to get their charge, and now they have to wait behind all these other cars.
Yeah, because Tesla is, they call it a walled garden in business terms. Like Apple is like that as well, right? With Apple, you can only use Apple products.
Yes.
And it's not designed to use outside products. You're supposed to stay in Apple. Same thing with Tesla. It's designed to use Tesla-centric products.
Right, but they're allowing these other car companies to come in there and use their chargers.
Is it going
to
work, though?
They'll be outfitted so that they do have a good handshake, but that's the theory, I think. Because that's why I thought it was the new models, the 2024 Rivian, because that way it can be made sure it'll connect to the Tesla charger. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But if you have an older model, I don't know whether or not they give you a piece of equipment that'll retrofit so you can plug into the Tesla charger. I'm not sure. But this is the reality that's out there and why so many people just say, screw it.
Oh,
I'm not going to get an electric car because this is a hassle. And we didn't even talk about it. I mean, I don't know how long the fast charger takes. I wonder these fast chargers. I know people with Teslas, and you can get that thing back up in 30 minutes. That seems like a long time for people who use gas, but
that does seem
that's better than hours and overnight, right?
I've never had 30 minutes to pump gas.
Yeah, you have to go do something.
No.
Take a walk, go to a store.
If the legislature does not pull back on their electric car mandate, it's really going to be chaotic. People are simply not going to buy electric cars. They won't. I mean, everyone's going to drive their clunkers for 25 years.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Yeah, a mother is suing the Baldwin Park Unified School District after she says a school security guard watched along with other students while her daughter was violently beaten by another girl in the school bathroom. This is Baldwin Park High School. Joining us after 3 o'clock, her attorney, Brian Claypool, returns to the John and Ken show with this story. So be listening right after 3 o'clock for his take on that. Well, there's another one of these books out. It's a great name. Controligarchs. Controligarchs. Hit bookshelves yesterday and examines billionaires like Bill Gates and how their wealth controls the levers of power that dominate the everyday life of the average Americans. The author is an investigative journalist by the name of Seamus Bruner, who did some findings that led to congressional investigations into the Clinton and Biden families. Anyway, the one thing that we're going to focus on here that's coming out of the book is something I've noticed over the past couple of years. Bill Gates has bought up a lot of American farmland. Now, why would Bill Gates be buying up American farmland? That doesn't seem like a sensible, futuristic type investment for a guy who, you know, made all his money in a company like Microsoft. So why is he? Well, he's investing in synthetic dairy and lab-grown meats. And it's because he wants to save the planet, John Cobalt, from meat eaters like you.
So he wants to gobble up all the land that would be used for cattle grazing?
Yes. And instead turn it into synthetic dairy and lab-grown meats. So,
synthetic meats. I'm going to have a synthetic burgers because Bill Gates says so. You know,
they might be tasty.
I think we should be looking into how many trips he took to visit Jeffrey Epstein. Wouldn't that be an interesting investigation?
Well, exactly, that would take him down if that turned out to be something. Yeah.
Exactly what was the relationship there? I mean, it certainly got his wife upset.
So the way he writes it here, Bruner says, well, it's an interview. First, it was patented seeds and patented fertilizers, but now they're patenting meat alternatives.
Ew.
Banning cattle would grant effective monopolies to the alternative protein companies and benefit investors like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg, and even BlackRock, which you may have heard of. It's
a gigantic investment company. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So fake meats are about controlling the fake food market, not saving the planet,
according
to Bruner.
What a horrible future.
Well, yeah.
Fake meats? Fake food?
Yeah, and I know they're trying to do lab-grown meat, which...
Yeah,
they just use the cells.
Been hearing about this crap for decades.
Of the dairy, of the meat cattle, they use the cells, and they create the meat that way
but
in a lab.
They haven't invented anything that tastes good, nor have they invented anything that scales so a company could make a profit. And there's never a market for any of this stuff. Now, the fake burgers that were hot a few years ago, those companies are dying now.
They're dying, right? Gates has spent over $1 billion on farm acquisitions. $1 billion.
He has to be stopped.
And now they think that they'll probably go after the companies like Beyond Meat and Impossible Foods. Those are the ones, because they've received more than 24 patents for their fake meat and fake dairy products. Well, and have more than 100 patents pending.
That's great to have a patent for something that tastes terrible.
That really faded away. We've talked about that numerous times.
Here.
And that became a big deal for a while. Remember all the fast food places were...
I know that.
It's pushing that stuff.
Another one of these stupid...
Now I understand they're not selling too many of them.
Life in this culture, the last few years, has been one idiotic, overhyped craze after another. It's just relentless. And it's all about left-wing, woke, scolding, climate change nonsense, right? From the electric car revolution, except there's no charging stations that work, to bad-tasting fake burgers. In order to save the planet from cow farts. I mean, it's just... Oh,
these are great quotes from Bruner. This is the author of the book. It should come as no surprise that while the peasants are expected to eat fermented fungi, lab-grown meats, and maggot milkshakes, the control oligarchs with their private chefs have no intention of doing the same. Bill Gates and Warren Buffett famously love eating beef burgers and steaks when Gates visits its mentor in Omaha. And Mark Zuckerberg likes smoking beef brisket and grilling pork ribs from real cows and pigs, and says meat tastes doubly better when you hunt an animal for yourself. That woke up the vegan.
You were quiet.
I was quiet. I was just letting you guys do your thing and didn't want to interrupt. But that.
Well, these phonies don't really mean it, because Bill Gates supposedly goes to McDonald's every day for lunch.
I've heard that he does enjoy a good steak. That's what one of his associates
said. Isn't that like the phony climate change people like John Kerry or Leonardo DiCaprio? Constantly scolding, constantly going to world summits. DiCaprio makes stupid documentaries. It's all about us getting out of our cars. But they fly private planes every day, it seems.
It does.
Every day.
They're more important than you. They have places to be.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. It's about control and telling other people what to do. One day the world is going to wake up and realize all these issues are phony. They're just vehicles
for these control oligarchs to tell you what to do. Because you know what? Once you've made a lot of money, I was reading this the other day about why do billionaires at a certain point they get involved in like wacky things. They start buying newspapers, or Gates is buying up cow pasture land. And what they wrote is they get bored. You know, sometimes they run for office. It's like they've achieved any reasonable goals that any normal person would have. And after a while, you're just repeating yourself. You're just piling up more money. But you're not, you don't feel like there's a purpose anymore. So now it's like, oh, can I control the world? Can I tell everybody else what to do? Can I truly be an emperor then? That's what it is.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark, that was admirable restraint.
You
almost made it through the whole segment.
I almost did.
Deborah Mark live in the KFI 24-hour newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Are the old world picturesque shores of Europe calling you? Set sail on an adventure with Avalon Waterways. Enjoy an elevated cruising experience. Avalon Waterways offers smaller ships, bigger experiences with fewer people and more of, well, everything good about river cruising. Don't just dream about quaint towns and cobblestone villages. See them for yourself and make lasting memories. Discover limited time offers today at AvalonWaterways.com.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.